Yes, David. Kukawa is one of the 20 administrative districts where Boko Haram set up local secretariats between 2013 and 2014. Today's Vanguard newspaper reports that Borno State Governor Kashim Ibrahim Shettima broke down in tears during a crisis meeting with President Buhari in Abuja on Monday. The newspaper reports that Shettima, accompanied by a bipartisan delegation of Borno State politicians, elders, and religious leaders, wiped the tears rolling down his cheeks with his hands as he pleaded with Buhari not to allow the rebels to reverse the successes achieved by the army and the people these last years. During the meeting, Governor Shettima submitted a 10-point plan drafted by the people of Borno State, which they believe would help speed up action to end the insurgency and restore a sense of normalcy in the war-ravaged region. As the delegation prepared to leave Abuja, news broke on Monday that the insurgents had attacked the village of Auno on the outskirts of Maiduguri, the state capital. Auno is situated along the strategic Damaturo-Maiduguri Highway, just about 20 kilometers outside the state capital. Sonny Daniel is the Vanguard's northern editor. I caught up with him in Abuja just a while ago to discuss the emotional meeting with President Buhari at Aso Rock, starting with what he felt made the governor shed tears in the meeting with the president.
Shettima is a normal human being. Emotions must run, because I'm sure as a governor, he remembers everything that has been taking place in his state. The insurgents do not respect anybody. They have been killing, maiming, kidnapping, and destroying everything on site. I'm sure that's why the governor could not hold his chest when he met with the president and eventually submitted what we consider as some proposals that may help to bail out the horrible situation in his state.
You did talk about some of the issues likely to have been on that 10-point agenda, although one would respect the confidentiality of the points in question.
Yeah, I do know that these insurgents, they have killed a lot of people. The Chiba girls are still with them. Other people are still not accounted for. They are still with them. Some communities have been completely destroyed. Some internally displaced people camps have been ravaged. Some communities have been set ablaze. There are a number of heart-rending things that they discussed, that the governor took to that meeting together with leaders of thoughts from Borno State to meet with the president. And I'm sure they presented what they consider as a work plan that will help to move the peace process forward in Borno State and other parts of the Northeast, which has been troubled for many years.
The role of the 20,000 youth volunteers fighting Boko Haram under the civilian joint task force has been viewed with suspicion by the military. Do you think this meeting with President Buhari and his army chiefs cleared up some of the lingering misunderstandings about their role in the struggle against Boko Haram?
Well, let it be made very clear that the civilian joint task force members, the young men who have been there, I don't think that it is in the interest of the military or the government to do away with the boys, because indeed they seem to understand the local environment more than any other person. And of course, they provide intelligence, which the military has found very useful over the years. So if there are misunderstandings, I'm sure they would easily resolve. And I'm sure it is one of the key points which they likely discussed with the president during that meeting. I don't think that it is in the interest of anybody to do away with the civilian joint task force members.
President Muhammadu Buhari was surrounded by his national security advisor, Major General Babagana Monguno, and the chief of defense staff as well, General Aboyomi Olanisakin. What was the mood of this powerful delegation when they left Aso Rock yesterday? You think they left the place with the impression that they have been heard?
Well, the point is that, as usual, it's normative for president to give some statements that will engender hope and confidence. I'm sure they went back with some level of hope. But we need to see how far these promises will be translated into concrete action.
Sonny Daniel, the Vanguard's Northern Region editor, on the line from Abuja. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
It's my pleasure indeed. Thanks a lot.